I didn't even put it in the outline, and the reason it didn't go into the outline is because I was actually out of the room for the, going to the bathroom when Dr. Nugent started talking, and when I got back in, he was already gone. I mean, he only spent 5 minutes. So let's highlight the new product that's coming out. It's called Glyco. Lydia doesn't even know. I'm looking around. She's digging in the garbage can because she took one this morning. I took one at the – anyway, it's a brand new
product. Extreme.
Glyco Stick, is that what it is? Glyco Stick? It's a Glyco Stick product. That's the name of it. It's called the Extreme Immune Support. And it's got lots of manipul in it, the wild bush plum, the acerola cherry, wakami extract, acacia, xylitol, erythritol, citric acid, and natural flavor. And it is like unbelievable high power. They just gave samples out. Apparently, I heard through the grapevine that it probably be fall before it was ready. But business period nine is what they said, business period nine. But this Glyco Stick, what it is, I actually, they actually got me one before they even handed out the samples because I had this little congestion going on, this cold that I wasn't able to knock out. And I took it in the middle of this conference at Manifest. I was sitting in my chair, and I took this. I tore it open, and I poured this powder, very sweet tasting. I poured it, and my mouth filled up because it's about five times as much powder as you get in a Glyco, one of those Glyco sticks. I mean, the GI Pro sticks. So I wasn't ready for the quantity. And all this came into my mouth, and it was like I flushed it down with water, and about 3 minutes later, I started sneezing prolifically, and my eyes were watering, and I was coughing, and I started getting red, feeling flushed and getting feverish. And I'm looking at Lydia going, am I allergic to this thing? I mean, I was almost in shock. I had a little bit of fear in me thinking, am I just going to croak right here in this seat? Because I had never, ever had this kind of response. I don't have any allergies, so this is something so new to me. But after 5 minutes passed and all of this went away, I felt better the next day and a half of Manifest than I had felt in the prior 5 days. And I didn't sneeze. My whole nose dried up. My whole head felt better. I wasn't congested. I was like, whatever it is, I'm loving this thing. Because it had I said, I'll even get on stage and do a testimony for these guys, you know. I mean, it was pretty amazing. It is. And that's how Steve Nugent described it. He basically said, you got something so extreme here. So it's like an extreme immune system boost pack. And I think you're all going to enjoy it. I can't wait to get it out in the public and see it come out after business period 9 or in business period 9. So keep your eyes open for that. In extreme immune system boost is what I would call it. Okay, so just cover that new product, Glyco Stick, and that's what it's about. Let's jump in and talk about, just go through day by day, and then I'm going to give you some highlights on where you can get a lot of the information as well. The first, there was no real presidential reception. They had some food there, but we didn't have a meeting, so I don't have any notes from that since there wasn't one. And no presidential reception, no dinner party for presidentials either. There was, usually we have this formal dinner, but they cut that out because they were doing everything at the ballpark, so it was quite informal. And it was actually a ballpark where the Rangers with their Triple A team or Double A team play. So it was a great little stadium there, and people were, you know, out on the field, and they had lots of recognition on the field. People got to come out of the stands and walk across stage on the field by home plate, and then they in the center field they had a helicopter actually landed. And all of the five new platinum, we broke five new platinum presidentials. That's the most platinum presidentials we've ever broken at any Manifest. That's so unique to have five break in 1 year. I mean, we are lucky to have one or two in the past, but five broke in 1 year. And two of them were from Vancouver, the Happy Team, and then three of them came from Korea. And it was just awesome to see this presentation. The mayor of Frisco was there, and he welcomed us all in. He also made a proclamation. He declared May 1 M5M Day, and he actually read our mission statement to everybody out in the field. It was pretty, gave you a little goosebumps. They had games on the field, and then they went through a lot of other recognition that night, and they finished it off with fireworks. And that was a great grand opening party for everybody. Friday, we started off in the morning. Al Balla just came up and gave a little review and, you know, just talked about who we are and what we've represented, and we everybody else goes right, and we tend to go left, and he kind of made a laughing joke about that. Rob Sinnott got up there and talked about, introduced all of his new staff, and the one you may not recognize, and I don't even know necessarily I spelt his name right, Joel Bickman. He's our new chief marketing officer, and we didn't hear from him all weekend. He never was on stage other than for that introduction, so I don't know exactly what he's doing, but I think he's that new of a hire because it's the first time I've heard of him or had seen him. Stan then gave a talk about the importance of our past. He talked about the 20-year, you know, this being a 20-year anniversary, and he talked about, past, present, future. And I liked his comment that he made a couple of comments in there. I think when he talked about the reason people are unhappy, a lot of the reason people aren't happy is because when they think of the past, they think the past was better than it really was. A lot of people, if only we could be back here, when really the past wasn't that hot, but that's how we remember it. We look at the present as worse than it really is, and then when we think about the future, we think about it as being too difficult. So that's what causes people to have depression. So if that somehow summarizes some of your thinking, think different. Choose different, right? For us, we're happy about the past. We've had a terrific 20 years in Manatech. We are enjoying our present position because, as many of you know, we're in positive growth mode. Again, I apologize for the cold. We're moving forward. We have a lot of we're making money now for the first time in a number of years. And that's great to see, and seeing some real growth happening out there, and obviously with 5 new platinums. And then we need to be ecstatic about our future because we really have a bright future. And we'll hear more about that as we go forward. Planning is everything. He talked about 4 reasons why we will capture the future. They isolated on the MLM industry, and I love these statistics. You guys should be using them when people go, is this MLM? And you go, yeah. Do you have a problem with that? It sounds like you have something. And find out. What I always tell everybody to do is, thanks for the water, Lydia. What I always tell people to do is I tell them to find out what's causing them to be negative about MLM and respond to that. If you don't respond to their issue about it, they're forever not going to like MLM. And they still might forever not like it. And if they forever don't like it, they just don't want to be successful at it. So you know what? NEXT, next, and move on. But if you don't pursue why they don't like it or what the negativity is coming from and try to answer that issue they have, then you'll never overcome it. But I love to also talk about, this is an industry now, on an annual basis, $167 billion worth of annual sales. So if somebody thinks this is a sham or something like that, you go, really? $167 billion are sold through this business model, and you think it's a sham. 89 million people around the world are involved in network marketing, and you think it's a sham, right? And, of course, Manatech's in the top 100. Of course, so we're excited about our industry. We're excited about our products. Of course, everybody in the world, and it happens no matter where I go, the National Association of Network Marketing Professionals, no matter who I talk to there from other businesses, they always say, Manatech, they got the greatest products. They have the greatest products. That's how we're recognized. Just like Sam told us many times, well, it's been told to me many times that I mix with people from other companies. So know that we have the greatest products. Leadership, we got a powerful group. He did bring up the fact that we now have an SEO, a senior executive office. So it's kind of like decisions by committee. So Rob Sinnott, Al Balla, and Mark Nichols, who's our VP in charge of, he's our chief financial officer, those 3 guys serve as the senior executive office. And then 4th, we have a culture mission, of course, M5M. So as Stan said, we're ready to soar into the future. Rob Sinnott showed the viewer of the associate video, which is good. Ray Robbins talked about, some of the history, the original name of the company, Emprise, meaning very courageous journey. He introduced his mom. He showed a video in the video. They had a quote from Sam and a quote from Bill McAnally, and the rest of it was basically Ray Robbins talking about the history of the company and what it means to be in this industry from a family perspective. And they honored two employees, EEs, who had been there since day one. Terry Bayless and Missy Thompson are both 20-year employees, and that was awesome to give them that honor from stage. And then Rob came out and talked about our science, because, of course, he's our chief science officer as well. And a lot of you are very familiar with this. I'm going to try to highlight the things that were new to me, which is kind of what I emphasized in the outline as well. He talked about the glycos, which are very unlike proteins. Proteins are four-sided, but these saccharides arrange three-dimensionally in the human body, which truly makes them the most fascinating molecular structures of the human body. In fact, he says glycobiology is more complex than genetic material or DNA. This is fascinating. He showed the complexity in the slides, and he talked about conversion of saccharides. Of course, we know that these are not called essential from a scientific perspective because our body has a capacity to take other glycose forms and break them down and convert them into the eight necessary ones for the glycosylation in our cells. But the problem is it takes tons of energy, ATP, GPP, other things to do so. So it's much better to make sure you're getting them as a supplement if you're not getting them in your daily diet, which was the original intent. So that was basically McAnally's theory. On August 9th, we filed our very first patent on these saccharides today. So they belong to Manatech, and today we have over 51 patents just on the glyconutrient product. He talked about the four major areas in which a lot of research has been done. Cellular communication, of course, we know about that, and the important Rosetta Stone study that's been published in the European Medical Journal in 2011. We have, number two, the impact it has on our immune system. And he talked about the Peyer's patch. I don't know anything about that, but you might want to look at some of that. He had some slides up there, which I copied, but I didn't want to make this a 100-page outline, so I didn't attach them. But you could look that stuff up. But he really, you could see he's giddy. Rob Sennett is giddy about what we're seeing here, about the impact that amateurs is having and where it's actually having the impact on the body. And so all of these four areas that we're going to talk about are all interconnected as well, interlinked. The cognitive function, of course, we have all the double-blind studies showing improved memory, mood, cognitive, and the GI tract interaction, and how the GI tract and processing amateurs tie into the impact on the brain. So there's lots of research showing how they all tie into a loop and why we're seeing the impact on all these four distinct areas with this one product. He brought up the National Academy of Sciences quote and NSF certification as critical and to use in our marketing. Next came Dr. Steve Nugent, and they asked him to speak in 20 minutes on celebrating 20 years of astounding technology, and he just kind of laughed that anyone could cover all that in 20 minutes. But he went on and did a great job of talking about our technology, and he really said, our technology is what makes us the best company to be with, and that's what attracted him. He gave his little story, a short rendition of it. And so I put that in the outline about how he's tested over 6,000 products, and this is the one that had incredible impact on all his patients, so he got everybody on it, and then eventually came to work for Manatech. He said, if you need to educate prospects on these products or educate yourself, go to library.manatech.com. And he said, there's a 45-minute training on Ambertose Manipul, and then there's a training on classic versus advanced Ambertose. So for people who need that core understanding, great place to educate them, great place for you to educate your new people so they understand the differences between classic and advanced and where all this came out of Manipul. It's also good, he said, to use for team trainings, weekend, Saturday trainings. Manatech spent over $50 million on research in its 20-year period of time. The omega-3s, he talks about those products. If it eats styrofoam, some people try to go and tell you, well, our product eats the styrofoam because that's what the benefit it gives to the body. And he goes, there's no benefit that eating styrofoam gives the body. All it shows is that you've put chemicals, added chemicals into your omega-3 product. He's also taking on a new project where he's making videos of all the Manatech products so we can go in there and look at videos for any single one of them, and also this series of videos on our important ingredients in our products. So that's going to be a blessing for all of us. When people ask questions about those things, you're going to be able to tap into the library and send out videos. Don't become the expert. Let the materials do the education. Your job is one thing, build relationships. Remember that, and you'll be successful in this business. Forget it, and you'll sign up one person every 3 months because you want to be the expert. They talked about AO, and sometimes we forget about this incredible product, our antioxidant, which is the best antioxidant in the marketplace, as he says. We spend almost 4 years in lab studies getting the right ingredients, but most importantly, the right combination of them to produce the highest on blood serum levels. And two capsules a day give 37.4% increase in antioxidant value in your blood. Five or more plus servings of fruits and vegetables every day only increases by 13%, and it's both fat and water-soluble antioxidants. So today, right now, the highest-selling category in dietary supplements is antioxidants. So you need to have this information to be able to market that product and talk about it. In 2007, we came up with Real Food Technology. I thought the incredible thing that he brought up with that was really differentiate that from things that are labeled natural, because petroleum's natural. So we're not talking about just being natural. Organic, we're not talking about just being organic, because his boots, his leather boots were organic, but that's not going to be healthy for you. He says, don't just talk about natural sourced, because calcium in limestone is natural sourced. So truly, Real Food Technology is far above and beyond all of these other classifications. And be familiar with that, because some of you like to use, oh, our products are all natural, or our products are natural sourced. Nah, you want to say Real Food Technology, because it encompasses something distinctly different than each of those other connotations. Nutriverse, first global technology, meant to be an entry-level product. Again, it wasn't meant to replace our optimal health system, our core products, because we all know there's definitely not enough Ambritose in there. Then we came out with Youth, which is our special glycoblend with Manipole, carried in patented youth-inducing microsphere technology. So, but his closing comment was, remember, it's not about our product, it's about our product and business. So you must go after business, right? Top business bureaus were recognized then on Friday night, and Australia was, I didn't get all of these, so bear with me, Karen Dennis, Luciano Fidalgo was USA. Of course, he's the top of the whole South African leg, and I think Johanna Bala is underneath him as well, Taiwan, Amy Lee, Pierre Salas from South Africa, a number of other ones. The top business builders overall, the new business development top one was Luciano Fidalgo, again, USA. Highest income was Han San Man and Carol Ming. Apologize for the spelling. And the top business builder was Jimon Jung. And this is the first time we've had a top business builder in the world win the award twice. He also won the award in 2006. I thought what was most important for him, he said, made a couple comments. I put those in there. But he talked about, and he's from South Korea, right? And he talked about the tremendous ferry disaster they had there and how many teens died, over 300. And he said, with just 2 hours, of time, many decisions could have been made that would have saved them all. And his comment to us in the audience was, what then are we not doing that can help us save all these malnourished we know are dying every day? It was very impactful, trust me. What are we not doing when we're watching these malnourished kids die every day, right? More we can do. All right, very impactful comment. Okay, then Jason Lester got on stage. Some of you know about this gentleman. He's an ultra marathon runner. He's just incredible. He's got won the ESPY Award. There's just tons of accolades around him. We had him speak at Manatech headquarters. A lot of you are involved on that Manatech Now presentation he did was about 2 weeks ago, I believe. Anyway, he was our guest speaker. He did a great story. His story, of course, he was 12 years old, six-time all-star baseball player, football player, and a woman turned her car and hit him as he was going down the street. And the car accident left him with massive broken bones and a paralyzed right arm. 6 months later, he lost his only parent. His dad died of a heart attack, and he could have given up on life. I mean, there are a lot of, you know, chalks against him, right, at this point in life. And he basically found a solace in running, and he became a runner. And he made the decision this would not take his life away, that he was going to overcome all doubters. And he showed a picture on the screen on stage of this one guy standing next to this one guy. And he looked at the audience. He said, do you know that it took one person to believe in me for it all to happen? And there was one friend of his that said, Jason, you can be whatever you choose to be in life. You can do it. If this is what you want to do, you can do it. So his attitude is just unbelievable. Be the change you want to see. Someone so committed to succeed, you're willing to die for it. challenges, bring them on. How does this correspond to Manatech? He said, when you want to succeed as much as you want to breathe, then you will be what you want to be. For the past 7.5 years, this is a great quote, you guys, so highlight it in your outline because you want to take it and plaster it all over for the reasons you're going to soon find out. For the past 7.5 years, I've been taking the Manatech products to accomplish the unthinkable. Like, how about this? I mean, I'm not going to go through all of his story, but he did 5 Ironmen in 5 days on 5 different islands in Hawaii. 5 Ironman contests in 5 days on 5 different islands in Hawaii. And he's handicapped. Okay? Huge. He sees himself as a vessel to take this company to new places, to be the billion-dollar company. He loves M5M, and he was so into the M5M, but he says, I need to see it for myself. So they flew him down to Guatemala, and he spent a couple of days or a week or something at the orphanage down there, loving on the children. They had some great tape from that. And he was so taken as well that these kids didn't have shoes that he came back and he got one of his sponsors to make some orange and black sandals. Notice the orange and black. His next project is called the M5M China Run. He was already committed to running the Wall of China, and now he's chosen Manatech as his sponsor. Manatech, M5M China Run. No one's ever done this. 100 days running like a marathon every day for 100 days. He's going to run the entire man-made, most incredible structure on Earth, the Wall of China. And he's going to run it. And it's all going to be with him wearing M5M gear. It's all going to be emphasizing M5M. This is going to be incredible. It's going to start, I believe, in August. Is that right, Lydia? August or September. And of course, it's going to take 100 days. You want to know more about it, go to the www.m5mrun.com. And if you don't think you can explode your business now, you will be able to explode any business associated with this as this run is taking place. And we're already got 101 ideas about having local 2K, 10K runs to correspond with him running over there. This is going to be a blast, people. And there's nothing that we've done so far to date that has given us this kind of publicity as this run will give us. So, and remember, he's an ESPY winner. This isn't some guy just off the street. Nike's one of his big, huge sponsors. This guy is well-known. He's done a lot already, and we're just, he's 100% all in on M5M. Okay, so that's Jason Lester, and you might want to get his book at the same time if you haven't bought his book. Rob Sinnott then got on stage, what the world needs right now. He talked about the S-curve, which he tends to emphasize in all of his talks. And he looks at our S-curve now in the third S, which is on the base of an acceleration upward. He went through the 5 signs of a healthy company again and saw how it fit right in with us. He also talked about Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And if you look at all 5 levels, you could say Manatech accomplishes all 5. Because when you talk about the survival level, which is the lowest level of Maslow's hierarchy, M5M, we're meeting the needs to help children all over the world not just survive but thrive. Wants and desires, well, some people have basic wants of just greater nutrition or healthier skincare or healthier bodies. So Real Food Technology supplies that. Family needs, well, we as a family, we really look at ourselves as all part of the Manatech family, so we are all family all around the world. Esteem, well, there's no question we go through recognition galore in this company to help build people's self-esteem. We saw a ton of recognition on stage the whole weekend. And then fulfillment, when people reach that level, when you can reach the level where you can choose to do what you want to do every hour of every day of your life, that's an awesome, incredible place to be. And that's where you have ultimate fulfillment. And we give people the opportunity to reach that. The purpose of life is to live a life of purpose. He put a slide up there that said that. Bo Short was next. He just talks about M5M. He says you want to sell people what they want. Then when they use it and see a difference, then you open the floodgate to sell them what they need, which is our glyconutrients. So it's a great lead-in. So he was kind of an introductory to Dr. Kassir, who again went over youth, the revolution or evolution of youth. And I didn't put a lot in. I mean, he went through a lot of the same slides we've seen for the last few conventions. So, and what happened in Frisco back in November. He said, go to manatechscience.org for the science on the skin cream. So I'm going to highlight that on your outline so you can know that you can go to that and use that with other people as well. Jackie Pack got that on stage again. She was also at the Frisco event in November, and she talked about basically the same thing she went over then, which I highlighted and reviewed from the Frisco event. 56 years in the industry, so many changes. She did talk about something called liposome, and I'm not even sure I spelled that right. Again, time period and getting all this typed up and out to all of you. Transdermal. Apparently it's common in the field today, but it's nothing like what we have in the sphere like transdermal technology. So just know that when people talk about that, it doesn't put a candle to what we have in our product. And she said, just keep it simple. You know, keep it simple. Four questions everyone wants. The answer is just, what is it? What makes it unique? Who is it for? And how do you use it? Answer those four questions and you'll get a ton of customers. And she went through the key features that we know are in the slideshow that's out there. Then they brought up some associates who have been having success with skincare. And I know there are a lot of you out there. These were just some of the presidentials that have been really jumping in full-fledged with it. Amanda Luttrell, she was hilarious. I love some of her stuff, and I put down the things that I – she loves sharing the business opportunities, so she's always approaching people from a business perspective, using youth as part of their business plan. She said, you know, a man is not a financial plan. She loves to talk to women like that. So don't go out there and just try to get married and think that that's a financial plan. 40% of the women over 50 have to support themselves today. She gave that statistic. And she always uses RSVPs. She always says, have a financial plan. And she loves to use that. Have you heard of Tom's Shoes? She enjoys using it as well. Johanna uses a door opener. She's had success with the skincare. And what she does is she gets men growing her business. She said, women love buying skincare from men. And I thought that was a new swoosh at that. So you might take a peek at that. And we're definitely in an anti-aging era. Doris LaRocque got up. She's from Canada. She before-after pictures are critical. We all know that. Build a booklet of your own story. She did a postcard challenge. She bought 10,000 postcards and challenged members of her team to hand or send out 530 days. And she suggests today that if you want to do that, get them from Manatech. Manatech has beautiful postcards today involving youth, and she would recommend that. Yes? Oh, sorry. Lydia just corrected something. Apparently, we have a typo in the outline. It says Manatrain. Oh, sorry. If you go back right above Jackie Pack, sorry, page 8, it says go to Manatrain. It should be Manatech. You could tell what I had on my brain. Oh, sorry, Manatech. Missed that typo. Doing pretty well other than that one, manatechscience.org. Okay, everybody got that? We'll change it when we post it today. manatechscience.org for the science on the skincare. Okay, let's jump back into page 9. We're on Wendy Kramer. Wendy was up there, and she loves the youth marketing kit. She just recommends everybody get one. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3, and it's just done so extremely well. And these are people, you know, you wouldn't listen to Mary Jo on that. I haven't been in other networking companies. I'm not familiar with those kind of things. These guys are pros out there. So I trust Wendy when she says it's awesome kit. Of course, I've looked at it and I enjoy using it, but I don't know in comparison to everything else in the marketplace, but she'll give you the scoop on that. She loves to lead with glyconutrient. When she has her youth skincare parties, she says she leads with Ambertose. She also talks about it, you know, the science of glycobiology, first ridicule, then grave disapproval, and finally readily acknowledge. And she loves to have a tub of Ambertose out there and talk about the background of it because she feels it's important to understand youth. So then by the time she's the end of her youth party, they all love youth, but they're very intrigued by Ambertose. She also talked about her Hollywood agent that she got started. She couldn't believe the woman would be interested in the business at all, but she started using the youth with Hollywood stars and people in the Hollywood arena who have just used Botox endlessly, and they found that the youth skincare actually helped, you know, revitalize the skin. It became soft again. They had feeling back in their skin cells, skin surface. So this woman's been on fire. She became a national director in a very short period of time. So Wendy's comment was, never prejudge people on what they might want in life because this woman really wants to, even as much money she's making in Hollywood, she wants to get out of the rat race. Then we had a speaker, a special guest, Rita Davenport. She's actually a comedian, and it was absolutely hilarious. She's been around MLM all her life. I mean, she was a seven-figure earner with a skincare company. And I gave you some of the quotes from her. Beauty is only skin deep, but ugly goes to the bone. I thought that was pretty funny. She had so many of them, I couldn't take them all down by any means. But success is to live the life you choose. And she said, in order to get your business to the top, get your ask in gear, A-S-K in gear. She says, you just got to get out there and talk to people. That's it. You got to keep asking people to join you in your business. Keep on inviting, invite. And you can only get in life what you give away. So it's about, you know, as you sow, so shall you reap, right? The why should make you cry. And she said, your $14 million is waiting for each one of you. You just need to contact 10 people every day. If you get a note, just say next. Move on. Those are people who just don't want to be successful.
Lydia,
hang on 1 second, please. Then I can read it. Sorry, we have guests at the house still from Manifest, so they just came in. So what you expect in life, you're going to get, so expect big. The Power of Positive Thinking is a great book to read and reread and reread. Yeah, I think she said H.L. Hunt, 4 things to achieve success. Decide what you want. Be the leader it will take. Decide what you're willing to give up. That should be number 3 on the outline. That's another typo. Decide what you're willing to give up. I loved it when she said Facebook is wastebook. Ah, woo. I mean, she really went out there. And it's not that you can't do Facebook, but she said, limit your time, 10, 15 minutes a day. That's it. Some of you guys live on there all day long. And go to work. Who to sponsor? She said, here's the answer. If they fog a mirror, sponsor them. So don't be picky and don't be judgmental. All right, Friday, because you never know who they're going to lead you to. On Friday night, so that was Friday. That was Friday during the day. Friday night, Jason Hewlett came out. He was an entertainer who is absolutely hilarious. I don't even want to get into all the machinations he went through, but he mimicked. He could sing. He had a beautiful voice, and he could mimic any singer. He did some great ones on all sorts of. I mean, I can go on the laundry list. Is incredible. Michael Jackson was probably my favorite couple that he mimicked, and it was hilarious. After he was done, we had the Sam Castor Servants Heart Award, Missy Thompson. And some of you may not know who Missy Thompson is. Missy Thompson is a receptionist at the front door, you know, and she's the one basically if you call the general number at Manitech, that's who you talk to. She's been around for 20 years, and trust me, I see her a lot because every time I walk in the front door of Manitech, there she is. Wonderful lady, awesome woman, and well, very deserving. The Ray Robbins Giving Spirit Award will knock everyone's socks off. Lydia Stashek, my assistant, who's also an associate, won the Ray Robbins Giving Spirit Award this year. That Lydia and I were sitting next to each other. We almost both fell out of our chairs. It was amazing. It was amazing. Very well deserved. I think Lydia does a ton for the field. In fact, after she won the award, you know, the next morning I woke up and I said, you know what, I think I need to fire her because she works for me. So what the heck is she doing working for everybody else in the field, right? I was laughing. Of course, I'm very proud of her, and we were laughing about how the acorn doesn't fall very far from the tree, right? But congrats to Lydia, and you guys can do your own congrats however you want to do that with her. She's just ecstatic, and what's wonderful is she kind of looked at me and said, I don't think I've ever won any award in my entire life. So this is huge for her, and we're, again, very well deserved. We're very proud of her. Darren Hardy spoke on Friday night. He's the author of Success Magazine, and he gave a lot of great points, and I'll kind of run through these. He started off with the question, of the 7 billion people, what is it that is different about the 12 who cover the front, who make it to the front cover of Success Magazine and all the other 7 billion? And he went through all the different factors that all of us could choose to make different. Our background, our education, our this, our that, our that. And he just said, you're the missing factor. It's just you. Because you get to live the life you cause to happen. Every room you enter, you start a course of action. Whatever reaction you are getting is in response to your cause, right? So whatever you are taking on in life, you cause to happen. So it's you. And each one of us, he said, no matter what happens around us on the outside of us, every one of us has what's called a personal development set point. Now, you'll familiarize yourself with this, and this will make sense to you. When he talks about it, he talks about it's the perspective that we all acknowledge, that why is it that somebody out there will win the lottery and 5 years later they'll be dirt broke again? Why is it that a millionaire can lose all their money and 5 years later they're multimillionaire again? Because of their personal development set point. You will only get in life the results that match your set point. So for things to get better, you have to change, right? When you improve, everything in life improves along with it. Again, typo there. Everything improves along with it. When you improve, everything improves along with it. So it's about working on ourselves. Our personal development set point is going to stop us from getting the things that we want in life, making it where we want to go, getting all those, achieving the goals, because our personal development set point is wrong. So how do you raise your set point? Attitude is most important. We want to build in life an expectancy. In other words, have the attitude of greatness. How many of us take an attitude, oh, life is fine, I'm just going to live it out and just going to achieve whatever, it's going to happen, la-di-da-di-da. Or the fatalist, I have no control over my future, blah, 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 what is such a self-defeatist approach to life. It's about taking on an attitude of expectancy. Expect greatness. And I remember in my life, I shared this story with you one time when I was at a Clemmer event, and it was out in California. And we were at a homeless shelter because we had to be homeless people for a day. And we walked the streets as homeless. We had to dress like homeless. We had to behave. We ended up eating at a homeless shelter. And then we got the tour. And the guy who ran it, Father Joe at the time, the number one homeless shelter in all of the United States, the lowest recidivism rate, that's the return rate of any other one. The average recidivism rate is around 70%. His is like 19%. Incredible difference. Anyway, Father Joe was giving a talk, and he was talking about the money he raised and how he raises money, and we're all sitting, all 80 of us were in this room, and I was in the front row, and he pulled an envelope out of his pocket, and he put it in front of my face. He said, Mary Joe, or he didn't say my name. I think he might have read my name. No, I didn't have a name tag. He just said, could you read what this check is? And he covered the woman's name. I could tell it was a woman because of the soft, loopy handwriting, and the check was made out for $1 million, a personal check for $1 million made out to Father Joe's shelter. And I was just blown away. And immediately what happened to me is I couldn't sleep all night because I felt the Lord was telling me something, because nothing's a coincidence in my life. And I kept thinking, the Lord's telling me I'm going to be writing $1 million check. And I said, wow, how is that going to happen, right? But I didn't question it in terms of believe it wasn't going to happen. I knew, and I built an expectancy in my life from that moment on, that I was going to get $1 million to write $1 million check. And sure enough, 3 years later, a little company called Jungle Labs I invested in 1992, I put $20,000 in this company. And they sent me a certified letter 3 years later after I'd already formulated the plan of a foundation, what I was going to do with $1 million. Notice I just didn't take an attitude. I had expectancy by building a plan around what I was going to do with it. I got a certified letter from Jungle Labs telling me that they were selling out to a publicly traded company and my 4% interest was worth $1.2 million. Now, I truly believe that it was my attitude and my expectancy. And where are we in our lives about attitude and expectancy? Are you sitting back today and having an expectancy that you're going to be presidential director in Manitech? Or maybe where you are today, you're going to have expectancy of being an executive director. You've got to take on the attitude and build the expectancy around it. And then what happens is the universe starts supporting you in that direction. But the belief and the attitude is so crucial here. You need knowledge. You need skills. What you get in life is what you create in life. So belief leads to your beliefs establish what you think. What you think establishes what your expectations are. Your expectations are what you create, and all of a sudden, that's how you build your life. So, and he says, input starts the process. So it all starts with input. So what is the input coming into our lives? And he did this great expose about how mass media is corrupting all of us, because we have so much data and information bombarding us every moment of our life, and these guys are all competing with each other, so it's become what he referred to as the blood sport of competitive media. And they have found that the only way to really attract your attention is through sensationalism and shock. So that's what we get every day. Most of it doesn't even have much truth in it. It's just sensationalism and shock. And all of that gets into your mind. Your mind, it's a disaster what you do when you give your mind, control of your mind, to somebody else or something else. Because first of all, understand your mind doesn't care about your happiness. Its number one job is survival. So if it sees something as a threat, something in society that you pick up in the news or whatever, it'll munch on it, quote-unquote munch on it, all day long. And there goes your mind. You've just given it away. One more time, we've given it away. Where your attention goes, so goes your energy. And this starts then to control your life. So you got to take back control of your mind. Protect your mind. Number one, protect your mind. Protect it by stop feeding it with garbage. And we got a lot of garbage out there that's being fed. Stop listening to the chickens around you if you want to soar like an eagle. That means all the naysayers, all the negativity that you see. If you see, don't listen to that. Protect your mind and feed it. Personal development and motivation is like taking a bath. It's not something you can just do once in a while. It's something you invest your life in. So where do you find money for personal development? He talked about a 10-10 plan. Every single year, you take 10% of your earnings and you tithe, and you take another 10% of your earnings and you invest it in you. Because the size of your goals are going to equal the size of your investment. And if you notice the people that are on stage, the presidential directors, you notice how much money and how much time they've put into the Brian Klemmer work or the other. There's tons of self-development programs out there. But they're constantly investing in themselves, constantly investing in their own personal growth. Size of your goals will equal the size of your investment. We live in a society that's changing quickly, so we must grow faster ourselves, learn less, and study more. In other words, there's so many people out there who love to read, but they're not learning anything. They're just studying a lot, but they're not grabbing onto things and applying it in their life and making it be true to their life. So they just are chasing everything. He said he came up with a 1-1-5-3-1-30-35 plan. Yes, that's exactly how he said it from stage, and he didn't have any notes. So he's got this one down pat, but this is what it was. Number one, you choose one goal for the year. So whatever that goal is, you choose it for the year. What is your goal for the year? Choose one goal. The second one stands for, what's the number one skill necessary to achieve that goal? Be very clear. Have clarity on exactly what that skill is. Then go out and get 5 books, buy the top 5 books that are on developing that skill. Get 3 top CDs that are on that specific skill. And attend one seminar, sign up for at least one seminar on that specific skill. And then every morning read 30 minutes, no more, no less. And he says no more because he says if you do more, you're going to tire out and you're going to go, I don't have the time to do that, and you're going to give up on it. So limit yourself. 30 minutes every morning, reading a good book, and every day while driving around, listen to one of the CDs for at least 30 minutes so that you become an educational institution in your own car. 30 minutes every day, listen. And then the last 5, sorry, guys, I looked through all my notes and 3 other people's notes and never got it. So I'll try to get that for you by next call, but I didn't have it. And it may be this one because this is his next point that he made. We live in a society where 95% of the population spends free time on entertainment. 5% spend on education. Well, I'm sure he's telling us that that's not where we want to be. We want to be spending what? We don't want to be like 95% of the population that's spending all their time on entertainment. We want to be part of the 5% that spend it on education. So maybe that's where the 5 came from. The average person today spends 8 hours a day on entertainment. That's unbelievable. Because that takes into account people who have jobs. And you're not doing a lot of entertainment at your job, I don't think. Maybe at lunchtime you pick up an hour. But 8 hours a day on entertainment, it's crazy. Awful waste of time, so change your numbers and don't fall into the trap. Okay, great stuff from Thank You, Darren Hardy. Got a good stuff. Saturday morning, the first few hours Saturday morning, we spent on a ton of recognition, all the new presidentials from first-time presidentials to bronze to silver. It was beautiful. It was like a parade of costumes. Sometimes we saw some beautiful, you know, wardrobe from especially the Koreans. They wore some of their, you know, their cultural garb, and that was super. Bo Short talked about recognition. He says, hey, do you have your platinum speech done yet? For some of you, you might want to just put presidential, whatever that goal is for you. You might even have an executive speech. Build the speech. What does it do? It changes your attitude. It builds your expectation. Those are the things that control that mind. he talked about four things you need, you'll find in all top leaders. Focus. Life is all about priorities. Being prepared. Yeah, he says, well, in basketball, you take 10,000 free throws. Why? So that when you go into the game, you're ready to make the free throw. And you can see how some of these games, all these basketball games going down to the seventh game, a lot of these could have been won in the sixth, fifth, or fourth game if they just would have made their free throws, because the margin of difference wasn't very great. Perseverance, you persist without exception. Keep moving while others quit. Never quit, right? How do you maintain? Well, persistence, when you feel numb to it, you just keep doing it. All of us know there's something greater than ourselves, so it all of a sudden is not about you, it's about what's greater than ourselves. And sometimes the reason we don't do it is because we can't feel it. In the moment, we don't have that immediate reward, but it's not about feeling it in the moment, right? We do it because we know. It's kind of like some of you have read Jeff Olson's book, The Slight Edge, very much a lot of the same training that we got from Darren Hardy as well, that we just make those small differences in our lives, even though we can't see what a difference it makes today, over a period of time, it makes a gigantic difference in our lives. And then four, identify a greater purpose. And critically important for us to identify a greater purpose. And that's what we all need to do, is know that there's something greater than ourselves. All right, next was Bob Adams came up. Sorry, you guys. His name is Bob Adam. By the way, anyone, it's so easy to say Adams and so hard to say Adam because we always think of a first name. But his real name is really, it doesn't have an S on it. So, yeah, Lydia's renamed him, she said. So, more recognition. Another Korean that was on stage today or that day, Saturday, talked about it, and he said what's critical to all of us out there is to become great leaders. Invest in yourself to be the best leader you can, because he also talked about being from South Korea. He also brought up the horrific accident that ferry had, and he said, did you realize that all it would have taken was one good leader on that ferry, and they had plenty of time to get all those people off the ferry? But the problem was there was no leadership evidenced, and thus 300 people died. So be the leader you need to be. And when we started Manitech, we burned the ships. This is coming from Bob Adam. Remember the story of Cortez? So no excuses. Don't look back at it. He says, if you read Jason Lester's book, before every marathon he runs, he actually says, it is done. So he already has it visualized, the end of the marathon. So visualize the final results. If people say too busy, then they're too busy to have success and move on. Platinum or bust. Okay, Bo Short then talked. He said, if you don't discipline yourself for a season, someone else will do it for a lifetime. Make 10 contacts per day, 3 presentations per week, 5 principles to go to platinum, the same principles. Now, this is definitely not spelled right. I didn't have time to go and look it up with all the else I did. Sun Tzu Chu, that's a famous Chinese guy that ran the armies, but he said, the further you penetrate in the group, build depth, build strength, drive depth. Number 2, make forays in fertile grounds for good food. Teach your teams how to make money. Show them how to make house payments, car payments, whatever their immediate need is. Number 3, carefully study the strength of men and don't overtax them. So make sure to kick back, sit back, and enjoy and rest and celebrate as well. Number 4, have plans, work from a calendar each week, revamp, refigure, move forward. 5, if they will face death, nothing is too tough to accomplish. Don't have to die doing it. He said, burn the boats. Again, we heard that over and over again this weekend. If instead you decide to have options, you know what? You're going to end up choosing them. If you decide this is it, then you will be platinum. So you can put your signature on your life's work. Just one final word, finish. So make sure you finish. You started in this business, make sure you finish. Saturday afternoon, Bo talked about 4 core activities. There were 2 trainings that took place, the 4 core activity training, and then there was a training on the skincare as well. They used the essential kit. Bo did both of those. Build contact list, contact invite, show the plan, follow up, and close. If they say this is boring, if you tell people about the 4 things, the 4 core activities, and some people will go, well, that's boring to do that over and over and over again, just ask them a question. So tell me about your job. You work 8 to 5, right? You go in over and over and over and over again, 5 days a week, every week. And what does your income look like? It kind of flatlines. How about if this, you think what I'm doing is boring, look at my income compared to your boring flatline. There's a distinction for them. Get the pictures of your why. Don't ever let anyone steal your dreams. You'll never get what you want, only what you picture. So make sure, this is huge, people. I love to get my people to do dream boards. In fact, I usually have parties at my house, dream board parties. I have one up right now in my office here. In fact, two of them. I have my original dream board, not my original one, probably one I did once I hit Silver Presidential, and then I made a new one about a year and a half ago with some of my team members when they were here. But it's great to always have a dream board picture because you only ever get what you picture. So that's what why dream boards are so powerful. And he just went through some main points. I'm not going to run through all these because all of you are very familiar with this, but you can look at them. But what make your list, contact, in presenting, ask three questions, you know, and follow up. He's got all of that there. So you can look at some of the ideas that he talked about from stage. The Youth Essential Kit, he talked about everybody wants youth, and once you get that in front of them, they're going to listen to you on what they need. The youth kit is great. He says, don't buy one, buy five, because when you do your youth presentation, your home party, you're going to get two or three people to go and start to have their party, and you don't want to have them wait 7 to 10 days before they get their kit in to start planning it. So you want to immediately gift them a kit. Say, when yours order one today, when yours comes in, you can just give it back to me so they can get theirs off and running as well. So order five, so that you have some to pass on and what do we say, pay it forward, right? When you're done, a lot of people are talking about closing problems. He says, just ask people, are you ready to get started? And stop. Don't allow it to be silent. Just be quiet. Are you ready to get started? That's how easy it is, but people just don't do it. So get out there. Make sure you're closing those people. Saturday night, Ray Robbins got on stage. He worked through a laundry list of ideas briefly to help us be successful. Many of them were from Capture Their Imagination, which is a Monday call I did a few weeks back, so you can go back there and capture those ideas. Some of the new ones that he had there that I liked, he said, always have an idea of who is the next leader you will break. So always be focused. Understand who your organization is. Who are the next leaders that are going to break? Who's going to be my next national director? Who's going to be my next executive director? Who's going to be my next regional director in my organization? Look at your level and look at who's about to break your level with you, okay? So you want to really be focused on that. You're the CEO of your business. Behave as such by being responsible, intense, and have goals. Set the example of success. And then he loves to talk about his Harley-Davidson story, where he did a study for one of his college papers or something, and his bottom line was, if you don't kick it until it starts, you aren't going for a ride. And that's so appropriate for Manatech. If you don't kick it until it starts. Some of you have been kicking and kicking. I have a few in my organization. They've been kicking and kicking, and they still haven't signed up their first person. But you know what? If they don't kick it until it starts, they're never going to go for a ride. So then Clark Diemer and Sarah, who is the gal employee at Manatech in charge of human relations, they both of them were in Guatemala, and they showed the slides. They had a video of Guatemala, everything. But the most important part of this was Clark's impassioned plea for all of us to continue what we're doing because it's truly making a huge difference. And he said he'd been to all these places before, but, for some of you who don't know Clark, he just had a baby girl. And he said, now when I travel these places, because I'm now a father, he said, I break down. Every place he goes, he picks up a child, it just breaks him up. It just grabs his heart like never, ever before. So it's a new day for him, and he just appreciates everything every one of us are doing. The new data on servings under M5M, as of the end of March, over 50 million servings we've given out through M5M. Bo Short then introduced three of the South Africans, all in their 30s, and they started describing the three-point plan. And I'm not going to cover much of this with you today because I'm going to do a full training on the three-point plan next Monday. I know we've done it in the past, and it's posted on the Manatrain website, but there are a lot of nuances that have been developed, and we're also plan on having Louis perhaps be a guest speaker on one of our Monday calls as well. He committed to doing that. Sorry. I've been doing so well. I almost made it through. So the kids got up there and talked about structure, the science of developing you, and then leadership, which are the three aspects of it. So you can read through the notes in the outline to see what they're about. But again, next Monday you can count on me giving you a full developing all that with you. I am going to implement it in my organization. I'm going to start teaching it, training it. It is going to be the future that I bring, the people I bring on. This is exactly how they want them to operate and build their business. I think it's an awesome mechanism. I fell in love with it a year ago when Close Manifest, after they did that training. But then Bo Short was our newest and biggest thing, and youth was coming, and all the things they did during the summer, getting in preparation of youth, and we kind of lost our way. Well, we're going back. This is a way we never lose, no matter what comes in our life. So it's going to be, it's a system that works. If you saw the group from South Africa, it was unbelievable. They broke probably, they had probably 25, 30 new executives, 50 new national directors. They had many new presidentials, gold, silver, you know, bronze. I mean, it was amazing, amazing what they're doing in South Africa and the results they're creating. I predict that next manifest, we will probably have 5 new platinums just out of South Africa, just out of South Africa because of this system. And this isn't a new system, people. This is something that Louis and Leonie have been doing for like 4 or 5 years. So it's not something that's seat of the pants. This has been fine-tuned, worked out, the details. They've even, what I heard today, they've incorporated the member concept, because what I heard in the past is they don't sign up anyone as a member. But somebody told me on their website they actually have that as well. So a lot of great things happening there. So get ready, and please bring your questions too, because I'd love next Monday's call to be kind of question and answer as we go through it. Then we had Darren Hardy one more time. He got back on stage, lock and load. Why are you not more successful? It's a good question, isn't it? Because how many of us in the room would want more success? How many of us are, I guess the question was, how many of you are making all the money that you want to make? And I don't think one hand went up in the entire room. So he said, why are you not more successful? And the results are only a fraction of what you could be doing. So you what could be blocking you? Number one myth is your past destroys you, and that's absolutely got no validity whatsoever. The adversity you've suffered in your life is to your advantage, and that's how you look at it. Look at Jason Lester. Look at who Jason Lester is today because of the adversity in his life. There's no magic bullet, no quick fix, no secret, so whatever you're trying to find, you're not going to find it. The reality is success comes from hard work. One step at a time, one decision at a time, one meeting at a time. Knowledge doesn't equal power. What you do with knowledge is what equals power. So ask yourself 3 questions. What am I doing? Am I doing that? Have I mastered that? Would the results prove that I mastered that? Right? When you're looking at knowing what you're supposed to be doing, what are you doing with your knowledge? Am I doing that? Because we all know what it takes to be successful at network marketing. Have I mastered it? And what would the results prove? What the results prove that I mastered? Would my results prove that I mastered it? Rewire your operating system to be a world-class network marketer. Then you can operate at full potential. Rewiring our operating system. I like that language you used, the analogy, Drew. Proven system to achieve your goals. Goals you are afraid to even imagine. Only one thing matters. And this is what he focused on for the rest of his talk. It's called your choices. Every single day we make thousands of choices. And success is a result of a series of seemingly small, insignificant, moment-to-moment choices. It's like the penny compounding daily, every day for 30 days. Would you rather have $1 million or a penny compounding every day for 30 days? Well, all of us had read the book Slight Edge or had familiarity with this concept, so no one in the audience raised their hand. We always kept choosing the penny instead of the millions that he tried to throw at us, right? It's the same effect on our life. There's no difference on our life. So little small changes, just like what we eat every day, what we drink every day, how we treat our spouse or our family, how we treat friends, how we treat others in our society, whether we're judgmental or not, all these little things. If we just make little changes and how we make those little changes, make little decisions every day, we make choices every day. If we make good choices every day, by a year from now, it can totally change our life, totally change our life. In fact, Lydia was laughing about this because she said to herself, she said, could you imagine me winning Giving Spirit Award? And I said, I didn't imagine it this time either, but I definitely never would have fathomed it 10 years ago when I first met you, nor 5 years ago. No, but it's the little changes that you've been making in your life every day that have accumulated, and you have become the person you are because of that, right? It's every choice we make has a butterfly effect. Every choice we make has a butterfly effect. So a choice we make today you know, it's like you guys are familiar with the butterfly effect over something that happens here causes a tsunami over in Southeast Asia, right? But we all, every choice we make has a butterfly effect. So start looking at what choices we're making. Quit being so carefree and lackadaisical and irresponsible with the choices we're making. So if you're drinking Diet Coke, maybe it's time to say enough already and say, I'm drinking water. Every choice we make has an impact, every single one. Because I go and I watch people do bone density tests. And, you know, people in my group that are, I had a guy who's 82 and a woman who's like in her late 70s that did the bone density test, and their bone density was off the chart. It was on the top of the green, which is the highest level you could have. These people aren't drinking Diet Coke. They're not doing things on a daily basis that are eating away their bones. And you go, well, but I really like it. Well, but people, it's these kind of decisions in your life that are robbing you of being the best you can be. And you go, well, how can I make that difference? It does. And why do we keep doing these things? That's a great question, right? Because he asked that question. He says, why do people keep doing things that are bad habits that actually rob them? What is it? Why do we keep doing it? Because the results, when you drink a Diet Coke today, you don't go in and get a different bone density test result, do you? But you drink Diet Coke for a year or 2 years or 5 years, and all of a sudden you wonder why your bone density is going down when you're on Amberitocin Plus and all these other great products. Because you're robbing your bones every day. So why are you doing it? Because you don't have the immediate result evident to you. We destroy marriages because we mistreat our spouse, or we show disdain, or we ignore them, or we don't go out of our way. If instead we got rid of all of that, every day, every inner reaction is important. Every time it's important to support and love that spouse and give them the support that they deserve and they desire. What happened to the day you got married? We don't remember it. It's too far gone. It's too far behind, so we don't worry about how we treat them today. Or they did this, so I do this. We get into petty crap, and then we destroy relationships. We don't do it just with our spouse, though a lot of times that happens the most because that's one we have the most interaction with, but we do it to friends and relatives and all sorts of people. So the reality becomes we need a gyroscope in our life, just like airplanes have them. You know, an airplane flies off path almost 95% of the flight pattern. But they have a gyroscope that keeps them getting back on path. So they go a little very... So we need a gyroscope in our life that gets us back on path. Every time we've kind of failed, whoop! Wouldn't that be wonderful if you had a gyroscope? We do have one. It's called our conscience. But what do? When we don't listen to it, right? I think our conscience is a gyroscope for us, but we don't listen to it. We tend to say it doesn't matter. No big deal. That's why one of the times when Bo Short gets on stage, he loves to say, you know, you talk to people and they say, well, you know what, if you want to do what I do, if you don't want to do it, no big deal. Every time he says the word no big deal, my whole body just shivers. I'll never use that language. I know some of you use it effectively, and I'm not telling you not to use it if it works for you in terms of magic, but I don't want anyone to think that it's no big deal, because it is a big deal. Because if somebody decides not to take the products, it's a big deal, because that's one less child that we're able to save, right? I mean, it's like a big deal to me. Life is a big deal to me. Little things are a big deal to me. It's a big deal. Make things a big deal in your life. We're too dismissive of everything being not that important. All right, so you either suffer one of two pains in life, the pain of discipline, which weighs ounces, or the pain of regret, which weighs tons. As Jim Rohn said, easy to do, but easy not to do. So we opt out because it's just as easy not to do it. What are you going to do today? Are you going to go and get five new contacts? Well, that would be easy to do, Mary Jo, but it's also easy not to do. My girls last night, they're staying at my house. They went out and they helped to get a woman at Cracker Barrel. They're a waitress. They didn't miss a beat, man. They just boom. It would have been easy not to do. Yeah. Because it takes us out of our comfort zone somewhat to start talking about Manatech or this incredible mission, 5 million, and what a difference it can make in her life. And, easy to do, easy not to do. So quit not doing it. Do what you know it takes. Suffer the pain of discipline in your life because it weighs ounces versus the pain of regret, which weighs tons. And the reason I harp on this with all of you is because it doesn't take one person. It's not just the platinum presidentials. It's not just the presidentials. It's not the executives, the nationals, the regionals. It's every one of us, each and every one of us. It's critical we all step up or we're not going to hit the 5 million. And every day, just like the guy said about the South Korea ferry accident, every day these children die. What are we doing about it? What are we doing about it? When we have the power in our hands, we've been given this incredible gift through Manatech to change this world, and what are we doing about it? So take back responsibility for your life. What you do, what you don't do, how you respond to what happens to you. What follows choices is behavior, right? Choices, behavior. Okay? It's not what you need to do. It's who you need to become. Good habits, hard to create, easy to lose. Bad habits, easy to create, hard to break. So always work on the best habits. Take the best habits. Make the best your standard and start pursuing that every day. 3-point plan. Figure out top 3 goals. Number 2, key behaviors to accomplish these. Number 3, weekly rhythm register. Consistency is everything. Massive failure is a must. He talked about fail. You want to get out there and fail. Remember they talk about go for no's, that book? The reason we want to fail, and the reason we talk to people about, hey, I don't care if you get 100 no's, because what happens is you get numb to somebody saying no. In other words, you don't. It's not about you. You no longer fear it because you know it's out there, it's going to happen, and you'll become the best at sharing with people because you experience massive failure. And then you'll be the most successful person on the face of the earth. And he talked about millions of these people that have become millionaires, how they failed miserably before they were successful. And here is the text. I put it in the outline today. You can go with that telephone number. You can text that phone number. They'll send you some feedback, and they'll give you a whole set of the slides from Darren Hardy and an audio of his presentation. So all of you who weren't there can experience it even without being there. Louis and Leone kind of closed out the event, except for the corporate officers that came afterwards, but their content was terrific. These are the Vanderlindes that have built this South African system and are just off-the-chart successful people. They've been, you know, platinum presidentials every single month since the time they became platinum presidentials. They're terrific. Q13, they call it, qualified platinums, 13 business periods in a row. He says, we have the best product, the best mission. Leone was very, very adamant about why aren't we helping this company be in the top 10 in all network marketing companies. That's where we belong, with the best products, the best mission. And she just talked about leadership and what we stand for. We need to stand for building leaders to be the best and become and build leaders that are bigger than us. And she talked about that, and I think I did a book review of this, the 5 levels of leadership. I think it was John Maxwell, 5 levels. Was it John Maxwell, Lydia? Woodward, Orrin Woodward, I think, 5 levels of leadership. Anyway, the most leaders never get past level 3. They never get past leading. They don't ever get into developing other leaders or developing other leaders who develop leaders, which is where we need to be. And Louis closed out with the Elbert Hubbard whole story about the spies in the Spanish War with Cuba. And the great thing, you can Google this. I won't go through the whole story, but the question is, are you going to be the man or woman who will deliver the message to Garcia? Go look at that story, and you'll enjoy that. Okay, people, that's it. Wow. Oh, I'm a little late, but hopefully that captured Manifest for you. All I can tell you, it was an awesome event. For me, the best Manifest I've ever been to. Just tremendous entertainment, tremendous speakers, just a lot of great information to drive us in a new direction and take it to the next level. And that's what we're ready and fine-pruned to do. So let's go out there and make a difference. Love you guys. And don't forget, next week's call, we're going to be doing the 3-part plan out of South Africa. So we're excited about that as well. Any last-minute comments, questions from anyone? Anyone that was at Manifest who just wants to share their experience?
Very good. Uh-huh. Thank you for a splendid recap of everything. You did a beautiful job. Thanks to you.
Thank you, Evangeline.
Great. It was the best.
It was. You enjoyed it, didn't you? Yeah, off the chart.
Great training. Right.
Yep. Anyone else?
I just wanted to say that I just was so blessed to go and that I felt like our vision is even bigger. I mean, it really came from my head to my heart. And I know that every time I go, it does that. But this year, it just, it's settled.
Yeah.
Yes, and it was,
great.
This is Anita, and it was just unbelievable to be there to celebrate Lydia and all she does for us. And I want to thank you both for all you do for us, and it was a wonderful time.
Thank
amen,
you.
Amen.
Hey, thank you, Anita. I'll pass
Mary
it on
Jo.
To Lydia.
Big
yeah.
A. Yeah, this is Fred.
Hi,
you
Fred.
Do you have any idea when MountaQuest is going to be in November?
Have no idea.
Okay.
Can't help you on that. But we'll probably find, I mean, they probably, if they're booking the same place, they'll probably, and they may already know. I just don't know. I'll pursue that and see if I can find out.
Okay,
dates for MantaQuest?
Yes.
MantaQuest.
Mary Jo,
it's no longer called MantaQuest. That's one thing, Lydia. Oh, it's in September. Fred thought it was November. Oh, they're going to do another November in Frisco. They're going to do the new non-MantaQuest, but MantaQuest, the new name for it, they're going to do in September, and then they're going to have another Frisco event in November. So it
yeah,
looks like they're going to, every November, they plan on Frisco, November, Frisco, March. They're going to have two conventions, but they'll have another, and I think it's in Chicago, isn't the, it's going to be in Chicago. The non-MantaQuest, MantaQuest will be in Chicago this year in September. Yeah, great. Thanks for the question, Fred. We'll try to get those dates. Anyone else?
Mary Jo?
Yeah.
Hi, it's Christina.
Hi, Christina.
It was really good to see you at Manifest, and I just am very thankful for what you and Lydia do.
Thank
and
you.
So thank you for stopping and talking real quick, even though Lydia kept trying to drag you off, you know, to get in there to take your notes, but you talked with
yeah.
Lonnie and I, and you're you know, helping him kind of do a little breakthrough. So that was really nice. Lonnie appreciated it.
Great. Well, I love that. You know, I would stay in the hallway doing self-development stuff and breakthrough stuff 24/7 if I could, but I do take it serious, my obligation to get this outline out every year. So, yeah, thanks. And lots of love to you guys, and just get out there and, you know, take that information and run with it, you know. We're all very capable. We just got to keep our focus on the right things. All right. Thanks, everybody. Love you guys, everybody. I caught about 8 or so typos as I went through it, so I'm going to make those adjustments. So if you want to reprint it in the next hour, you could probably get the updated draft. But most of it's there. And I just appreciate all of you who attended, appreciate all you who didn't attend, to dig into this information. I gave you a lot of references that you can go and actually watch some of the video and some get to, you know, pick up, which I think is awesome, that all of that's in this outline this time, because it really helps you, you know, capture the moment as well. So, but it was incredible. And we are moving forward with, you know, it's exhilarating to me to see this company on a track in such an upward trend. I haven't felt that way about Manatech probably since the Texas AG case, and I really feel like this is a time when you see a company breaking 5 new platinums, you know some things are really going right, and we in the United States just need to catch on, because we're being left behind by all these foreign countries, and I said enough of that already. So let's jump on this bandwagon. All right, everybody, love you, and talk to you next week. Bye-bye.